Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to Webcology. Webcology is the show that takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Our guides will take you on a journey into web marketing and bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world. Now, here are the hosts of Webcology, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey everyone, welcome to Webcology here on WebmasterRadio.fm. It is Thursday, December the 2nd. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media and Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO. And we have a full show today. We're going to be talking cybersecurity and e-commerce trust with Shane Keats, Senior Manager of Marketing and Business Intelligence at McAfee. And we may be having a visit from the site tuners later on this afternoon. Before we get to all that, Dave, how the hell you doing, bro?
I am doing just fantastic. You know what? It is the season. Starting to open those advent calendars already. Great for me. Our friends who celebrate Hanukkah are already in that season. So, I mean, just what more can one ask from a day? And I have the pleasure of chatting with you. And to all of our wonderful listeners. So what could possibly be bad about a day like that?
When I was a kid, I used to open all the advent calendar chocolates, all the dates at the same time, and eat all the chocolate. And I'm telling you, Christmas never came any faster.
I know they need to work on that, but
I was kind of unclear on the concept, I think.
It's not actually, the launching point. But, nothing wrong with chowing down on a little chocolate every now and then.
Well, when I was a kid, I found I could speed up time by eating lots of chocolate. It just didn't work in relation to
I think all of us found that out while we were kids. And our parents, unfortunately, found the same thing out. For those who don't know, I was actually surprised to find out that it was already upon us, but Hanukkah this year actually started yesterday, so it started on the 1st. So, we have many of our friends from the conferences, et cetera, all in the throes of their major holiday. So, and I mean, let's be honest, in some ways, superior. They get 8 days. We get one.
Happy Christmas season, and most importantly, happy online shopping.
There we go. I mean, let's get to what the season is really about.
Yeah, I mean, for search marketers especially, like, it almost felt like it kind of snuck up on us this year. Let me ask you, Dave, did you work out a Cyber Monday schedule or a Cyber Monday plan with some of your clients?
A couple of them actually brought it up to us, which I thought was fantastic. You know, being, and I guess you're actually now in the States. And it's funny, and you'd think after a few years I would have this down. But I'm under this crazy mentality because I'm Canadian. I know about Thanksgiving and American Thanksgiving. I know that, you know, Macy's Day parades and the launch of the season. But my brain still somehow doesn't make as strong a tie between, hey, it's American Thanksgiving, and this is, you know, the first day of you know, basically bargains for online shopping follows the following Monday. So I did have a few clients chatting with me about it. We did launch some special deals, as can be expected. Some industries are positively affected, some aren't. And sometimes you have to tell clients, you know what, you're not a gift. nobody is going to, well, I'm sure somebody will, some husband somewhere who feels like getting divorced is going to buy weight loss supplements as a gift for his wife. But the ones who don't want to get a divorce, you have to sort of go, yeah, no, Cyber Monday, that's not for you. You know, why don't you have a New Year's special, like right after the holiday? Save it for then, when people are like shopping for themselves for then. But yeah, how about you? Did you orchestrate any? What successes did you have?
I had two Cyber Monday strategies, both moderately successful. According to Norton Verification, online sales were up 52% over last year. Although in both cases, I only saw an increase of like 15-20% in online traffic for that specific day. And I was kind of disappointed.
It's a funny thing, eh, when you're trying to compare yourself to the rest of the world. Like, they put out statistics, and lies, damn lies, and statistics, right? And you're trying to view yourself in the context of all that is. And go, well, if the whole world has increased by 50%, well, then why aren't I getting a bigger piece? I will be interested to see individual companies. How are they doing? Like, is it that there's more spend because there's more out there? So more companies are getting spent on, but it's not that individual companies are actually making more. Amazon didn't go up by 50%. Amazon went up by, 7%, over last year, but over aggregate data over the entire internet. Went up. It was interesting, once we start getting that data sort of broken down a little bit, I love my data, even though I think all of it's flawed, but I still love the collection of it. So,
Dave, you always know the right thing to say to make me feel better. Thanks.
Okay. Well, it is the way of it, though, right? Like, we all view data and we look at our statistics and it's like, oh, things are up or things are down, and then put things in the context of, like, the real world. I know I panicked last week. I was doing my Friday report for a client because I do a weekly report for them on, the links we've done and this and that, and was looking through his analytics and then just panicked, and it's like, right. I mean, fortunately, my brain registered, right, of course your traffic tanked last Thursday. But I can't trust your statistics really for the entire week now, because when I look at your aggregate statistics, well, there's a little dip on Wednesday because people were kind of one foot out the door, and your PPC campaign went a little weird there too, and went up all of a sudden for your brand but down for other things. Weird things happen, so statistics, they always lie. It's just how much is the question. So,
but we live on them. Okay.
We do. Okay. I mean, the thing is at least we have them. Like, you look at the rest of the marketing world, and it's like, I don't know, how did that Yellow Pages ad go for you? I don't know. How many times did it get viewed? The phone may not have rang, but did you get the brand that somebody saw it and saw your address and went in it? Good luck with that. At least I can go, yeah, but they did come and they did buy something. I can see that. it might have been a little wonky there, but when I look at a year of data, I can get a good idea of what happened. And at the end of the day, you know what? Did the phone ring and did I make money? It all boils back down to that, right? Did I make money? So we've got we do have a big show coming up. I know you have a few news items that you wanted to touch on, so. Let's head in there.
Okay, well, first of all, quick Facebook hack alert. If you receive an instant message through Facebook with, hi, whoever you are, hi, your name, got a second? Now, this is an IM coming from somebody you think is one of your friends on Facebook. So if you receive an instant message from one of your friends on Facebook with, "Hi, you, got a second?" Check it out. Be really careful. It's probably a Trojan horse. The forthcoming link, well, to be honest, I don't know where it goes because I got two of these within the span of 2 minutes a couple of days ago. And so I became really suspicious. And then I saw a few more come up. So a number of people in the search marketing industry, that's predominantly my friends on Facebook, friends, y'all got hacked. You got somebody is sending out a check out this quiz link using your instant message privileges on Facebook, and well, clearly that's obviously dangerous. Don't click the link. So did you see the story in the New York Times on Monday about the owner of DecorMyEyes.com, Vitaly Borker, who figured out that if he was getting bad reviews, if he was able to get pissed off customers to write bad reviews in review sites about him and link back to his website, he'd get really good placement on Google. Did you see that story?
I didn't.
It's been the talk of the industry for the last few days. Obvious exploit of Google's algorithm that no white hat marketer ever thought of. The links from the review sites, we know that incoming links from authority sites will get you stronger rankings. So this fellow, also known as Tony Russo, real name Vitaly Borker, he runs a website, Decor My Eyes. He doesn't actually sell glasses or glasses frames. He resells them on behalf of other retailers and e-tailers. And he, he has, let's say, a lot of shady business practices. It's outlined in an 8-page article at the New York Times. And I'm dumping the link into the chat room here at Webmaster Radio. So he discovered that if he pisses people off, they write reviews, links go back to his website, he gets good placement on Google, makes more sales, because there's a lot more people he hasn't pissed off who need glasses frames out there, and his cost of his client acquisition is going way down as he pisses more people off.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me, and I consider myself a white hat, but all of us are also opportunistic, right? I mean, we all see opportunities out there, and you may not follow them, but you certainly recognize them. And I'd be remiss to say I hadn't looked at Google bringing in reviews into the functions and where the number of reviews are showing when your places are appearing, and seeing the influence that number of reviews was having on this, and realizing there's sites that have a lot of reviews. It's obviously helping them out. And they've got like 300 or 400 of them, but their overall star rating is like 2. So by natural extension of that, it must be influential to just have attention, not necessarily to have positive attention. Like Robert Downey Jr. being able to command millions more than he could before he went to rehab the first 8 times. Right?
I don't know why everyone's mad about him. This guy, Robert Downey Jr. is my hero. Anyway, I digress.
In a Hunter S. Thompson kind of way, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Preload expectations. That's what I always say. So, New York Times writes this article. People start freaking out. E-tailers start freaking out. Google obviously starts freaking out. And, Dave, you're right. Of course Google takes reviews into consideration. We just thought they'd be a lot more sophisticated about it. Like, looking at what people actually say before using themselves as a quote-unquote recommendation engine. So
right.
What does Google do? Roy, Chapter 42, asked, did you see Google's response? Yeah. Google, through Amit Singhal, said, "We're horrible to read about one of the victims' dreadful experience, even though our initial analyst pointed that this being an edge case and not a widespread problem in our search results, we immediately convened a team to look at the issue. That team developed an initial algorithm solution, implemented it, and the solution is already live. I'm here to tell you that being bad is, and hopefully always will be, bad for business in Google search results." Okay, that's from Amit Singhal, one of the fellows at Google. Literally, he's a Google fellow. So Google's come up with an algorithmic solution to an algorithmic problem. Makes sense. I went and tested this against Decor My Eyes and found in some cases they're no longer appearing in search results. In some cases, they are. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. More interestingly, it'll be fun to see if anyone else tries to copy the be bad strategy.
You know, you can bet that not only will people try, but about 5 minutes after finishing reading the article, the attempts were being made.
You know, to be honest, I was wondering if this was one of like Antliff's exploits. Remember the fellow who made up who made up news stories to get links back to his clients' websites?
You know what? That's exactly who I was thinking of.
It's funny how that works. Okay, we gotta move really quickly. We have McAfee coming on pretty soon. They're expecting a phone call any minute now, I understand. Barry Diller stepping down as CEO of IAC. Under Mr. Diller's watch, we saw ask.com, die. But we've seen enormous growth in other IAC properties, Match.com, Expedia, CitySearch, you know, etc. Barry Diller has been one of the most colorful and controversial figures involved in search. As chair and now former CEO of Interactive Corporation, Diller headed one of the largest conglomerate businesses online. It's going to be interesting to see him bow out. Apparently, Greg Blatt, former CEO of Match.com, has been promoted to be CEO of IAC. So again, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. IAC really is a powerhouse corporation. It's just unfortunate to see that they really didn't... They allowed the most innovative engine in the world, Ask, to wither and die. And again, the thing that always bugged me about IAC was this massive, obvious vertical opportunity. They own so many shopping and travel properties.
Yeah.
But you never saw them work together. It used to drive me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to look at companies like Google that do manage to pull it all together, right? Owning multiple properties and then just squishing them all together in a way that really, really unifies them and works out, but doesn't bombard you and oversaturate you with different things. And missed opportunity. But there we are. Well, I guess in some ways he will be missed, but in some ways, you know, life will go on and many will probably not notice.
Well, probably not, but I'll tell you, interesting things will be happening from IAC.
Indeed.
Group means doing new stuff. There's a couple more things I wanted to touch on, but apparently we have Shane Keats, Senior Manager of Marketing and Business Intelligence at McAfee, waiting on the phone. So, Dave, this is probably a good time to take a break, quarter after the hour, and then we'll come back with Shane Keats from McAfee. Friends, this is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media and Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO. You're listening to Webcology on webmasterradio.fm. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now. Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
State of Search, your home for the latest search marketing news and views of the world. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the International Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Webcology here on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Jim Hedger from Digital Always Media and Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO, and we're joined by Shane Keats, the Senior Manager of Marketing and Business Intelligence at McAfee. Shane, welcome to Webcology.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So before we dive in, our audience is primarily made up of webmasters, people running e-commerce sites, SEOs, etc. What services does McAfee have to? I mean, most people think of McAfee as an antivirus software company. What services does McAfee have for the webmaster community?
Well, yeah, it's a great question because you don't sort of think of McAfee naturally as involved in. E-commerce enablement or e-commerce optimization, but in a sort of strange way, security plays a really, really key role in businesses' ability to convert customers. I think there's so much concern out there on the consumer side about security issues, identity theft, credit card fraud, malware, viruses, Trojan horses, I heard you guys talking about earlier, that you got a lot of skittish consumers out there. McAfee's got a product called McAfee Secure. It's essentially a daily test that e-commerce operations can put their website up against. And if they pass this test, it basically tests your site for hacker vulnerabilities. If you pass this daily test, you put a trust mark on your website saying, hey, we're hacker free, we're hacker safe, we're McAfee secure. And that is a really, really great signal, a trust signal for those skittish consumers to say, hey, it's okay to get my credit card here.
Well, the trust mark or the trust badge that McAfee gives out, how does one earn it? Does it first scan your website, your domains, and you have to have it running for a week or two before you can earn the trust mark?
So you're breaking up a little bit on your end, but I think you're asking how does this scan work? And how long does it take to kind of kick in? And the answer to that is it's pretty simple. You put a little piece of code on your site, which allows us to basically play the black hat. We play the bad guy and try to hit your site from every angle that we can think of and that we know the bad guys use. And we do this in the background on a daily basis. You don't have to wait a week. You don't have to wait a month. You can be up and running, frankly, in a couple of hours. Very, very easy on your IT team. And if you don't have an IT team, very easy on you, frankly. And it doesn't. There's no real performance drag on your website either. It's just us basically poking around, seeing if we find any unlocked doors or unlocked windows. It's pretty painless on your part.
No, I'm gonna jump in. I actually I've had the seal since it was hacker safe, like going back, you know, pre McAfee,
yeah,
which I thought was fantastic. So, and I'll just vouch for the fact that it finds stuff. I get alerts periodically, usually server related. You know, I mean, our site's fairly simple. Usually server related helps us find these things. fantastic from that standpoint in actually providing that security. What I'd like to so I'll just give that vote there, and if I can, I'd like to chat a little bit about what I think is most important to our webmasters and especially those involved with e-commerce right now. Security is fantastic, but if you're not using the SEAL, you don't know that you're not failing, sort of thing. But with this on there, what's really interesting to me and why I was so excited to have you guys on the show is we are heading straight into the holidays now. I mean, we're kind of like the 23rd hour here. There's still some time to make some money off of holiday spending, but you've got to act really, really fast. Of course, PPC, that can help you out. Organic SEO, sorry, that time has passed. I mean, yeah, you can do some little tweaks and this and that, but you know, your time for getting the big benefits out of organic is gone. There's a few other traffic sources you can go to. But to me, the biggest bang for your buck, the biggest thing you can do right now is instantaneous, shore up your site, make sure you're getting the conversions that you should. And that's why I was so happy to have you guys on. I know I don't even have an e-commerce site. I mean, ours is an SEO site. We do most of our interactions over the phone and this sort of thing. But the number of people that fill out our contact form and sign up for our newsletter went up as soon as we put this SEAL on there, even though it has almost no bearing on us. Because we're not asking for your credit card number. We're asking for your name and your email address and maybe your phone number, right? I mean, so, and then we've used this with clients with e-commerce sites, much bigger impacts. So that's, I would love to chat about how people can maximize trust seals like yours or yeah, I mean, you know, one could argue, you know, even putting testimonials, you know, in front and center is helpful. But I had one client put it in their footer, for example, and maybe you can talk a little bit about if you're going to have these sorts of things, how is it going to impact your conversion rates, and how do you maximize its impact on your conversion rates?
God, there's so much great stuff to respond to in there. I mean, I kind of don't know where to begin, but maybe one good spot is to talk about my personal experience with it, because I came to this product as a skeptic. I was on the more traditional antivirus side of the house at McAfee when I came to this product. And I was like, a little icon sitting on your website, this is going to affect conversion rates? I mean, come on. And then I started talking to the webmasters and the founders and the presidents and the e-commerce managers of McAfee Secure customers. And 201, these guys said, I put this icon up, I improved my website security, put this icon up, and I started to see conversions go up. And I talked to too many guys in too many different industries to think that they were snowing me. And in fact, we've done literally hundreds of A-B studies with these guys where we'll throw half of the traffic at the site as it normally exists and then half at the same site but with the trust mark. Conversion rates on average go up 11%. It's huge, huge, and this is an impact you can have in the span of a couple hours. I mean, you're talking about it's too late to do the kind of bread and butter stuff that you needed to do for the first 11 months of the year. Here is something you can do today that can still show up on your top and bottom lines for this holiday season. Really, really extraordinary.
Now, we don't want to leave listeners with the impression this is just window dressing. In June 2008, you wrote a paper called Mapping the Malweb. Now, I think, you know, shoppers might know what malware is, but they're wise enough to be concerned about identity theft and to be a little bit worried about you know, giving their information out on what appears to be an unsecured website. How much malware does McAfee find in its daily travails through the web?
The growth is literally exponential at this point. We found more malware in the first half of 2009 than in all of 2007 and 2008 combined. Or excuse me, I'm shifting a year, but you know what I'm saying. It's really something. And why? I mean, just because there's dollars to be made. The bad guys have figured out the math here, and they're making money hand over fist. Here, you guys were just talking about Facebook security. I got two tips for your folks, for your listeners, that are unrelated to e-commerce. There's two scams running around on Facebook right now. One is a fake app which says, if you download this app, you can get to see who is looking at your profile. Facebook does not allow you to do this. And if you allow this app onto your machine, it's basically a Trojan horse, and it gives the hacker control of your machine. The bad guys are out there in huge, huge force, and consumers are increasingly aware of that, which is why you're seeing it be so hard to convert the guy to the sale once you get him to your website. You spend all that money to get him to the site, and then he or she just doesn't want to give you that credit card. Or you talk about lead gen and just filling out forms for a newsletter. Even that kind of stuff, folks are really, really reticent about filling out that form, putting in their email address or their first and last name. Trust is a really, really significant issue, and with good reason.
Now, do you have any hard numbers to show? Say I'm running an e-commerce site. I have shopping cart abandonment issues. What kind of impact does security or the visibility of a trust certificate have on something like shopping cart abandonment issues?
Well, let's look at a case where you do maybe 300 sales a day. Average sales price, your ASP is $75. So you're pulling in $23,000. Add in the trust mark, and if this 11% conversion rate holds, improvement in conversion rate, that's an extra $2,500 a top line gross in your pocket. One of the keys, and you talk about shopping cart abandonment, Tim Ash talks about this. He and I did a webinar together earlier this year. One of the keys for trust marks and trust signals is to show them throughout the process of the shopping funnel. It's got to be on the front page. It's got to be on the product pages. And, of course, it's got to be on the shopping cart page. The key is not to show it in one place and then assume that the user remembers it, the visitor remembers it. You know, it's kind of the same thing if you've got a free shipping offer. And you put it on the front page, the customer loves this idea, but halfway through the process, he stops seeing that message and he wonders, did I get off the free shipping track? No, you got to keep reminding him that this is a trustworthy website, and those kinds of shopping cart abandonment issues, at least those that are related to trust, can really go down. We've got a great number. I'm going to rattle on here. We did a study with a group called Harris Interactive, where we surveyed 600 or 700 U.S. consumers about their attitudes about trust online. 45% of respondents, and that's almost one out of two people, said that they had abandoned shopping carts due to security fears. Huge, huge. You are losing people for something that is eminently fixable. It's really not that hard to fix.
Well, and I mean, the majority of my e-com clients I lose them on the shopping cart, and it's a maddeningly frustrating thing. Obviously, easy enough to fix up, and we might be talking after the show. But before we can get to that, Shane, I'm hoping you can stick around for a few minutes. We have to take a break here on Webcology on WebmasterRadio.fm. It's 1:30. It's the Thursday, December the 2nd. Friends, you're listening to Webcology on Webmaster Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2011 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 28th, 2011. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry today into the Web Marketing Association's 2011 IAC Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
Whoring of Facebook for promotional purposes continues with the WebmasterRadio.fm Facebook fan page. Join our fans by clicking the Facebook logo on the WebmasterRadio.fm homepage and keep up to date with all the latest. Become a fan on Facebook.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Well, hello, friends. This is Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO, rejoined again with Shane Keats from McAfee. Shane, before we went to break, we were chatting just a whole bunch there about trust marks and sort of going a little into how to use them. Maybe let's circle back for our guests here for just a minute, and maybe you can tell us what exactly is a trust mark and what's it there for.
So it's a great question, and we should cover some of the basics here. A trust mark, at its essence, is a visual cue to a shopper, to a customer, that this website is safe to use. In the brick and mortar world, we see them when you open up the door to your local store, and you see Better Business Bureau, Chamber of Commerce, Good Housekeeping seal of approval. It just basically translates that to the online world, and one of the reasons that that's important is we walk into a physical store, you got all five senses plus your sixth sense to tell you, is this place on the up and up? Does it have a lot of customers in it? Does the merchandise look fresh and well cared for? Is the street look dicey, or is this well traveled? Is it a clean, well lighted place? On the web, as we all know, it's easier to make anything look like Macy's. A pixel is a pixel is a pixel. So a trust mark helps to kind of overcome that hurdle of trust. Is this the real store? Is this the real McCoy? That kind of thing.
Now, you brought up a few there when you were talking about it. I mean, that a trust mark can be something like McAfee Secure logo. It can be something like Chamber of Commerce. Anything that affiliates you with something that people already deem as legitimate is what it seems to be. What if I'm a merchant and I'm looking to build that trust? And I mean, I think you're right. When I visit a website, it's not like the justice system is supposed to be, right? I'm not going to assume you're innocent. In fact, I'm going to visit your website. I'm going to assume you're going to try and rip me off until you can show me you're not, right? I mean, that's how the web
right.
works.
Right. If you don't know the website, absolutely. If this is a new visit for you, absolutely.
So what should I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways that we can, try. I mean, you brought up a few, Chamber and this sort of thing, Better Business Bureau Online, that we can try and build up trust. What should a merchant be looking for? I mean, if you bought all of them and invested in all of them, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, everybody's got to be selective, figure out what's going to work. What should merchants be considering when they're looking at the ROI that they can get from these trust marks?
So, there's a couple of things that you have to consider because, you're going to spend some money on these things. The first is, will my customers know the trust mark? Better Business Bureau, folks know that for years. Good Housekeeping, these things have been around forever. McAfee, been around forever. People know the brand. That's item number one. What does... Were you about to say something? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Number two, what does the Trustmark actually do? There's Trustmarks out there, for example, that will test to see whether you've got a privacy policy. Well, it's certainly important enough. I mean, e-commerce operations, nonprofits, what have you, everybody should have a privacy policy, and it should be a good privacy policy. But is that enough to tell the consumer, to tell the shopper, hey, this site is a safe place for me to actually hand over my credit card? I know about that. Three, does the testing regime, it's a fancy way of saying, does the product itself test us often, or is it kind of set it and forget it? And this is, McAfee Secure is a daily test. The only way you get to have that trust mark up there is if you pass our test every single day. Now, what does that do? It does a couple of things. It says to the shopper, hey, these guys are the real deal. They're subjecting themselves to a really, really tough, high standard. Okay, I feel comfortable giving my information over there because I know it hasn't been a week since their last test or a month since their last test. And frankly, for you as the webmaster, you get to sleep well at night. You know your site is better protected because we've been sitting there poking holes at it and helping you understand, hey, you've got a little weakness over here at you know, this port or this application on the server. And you get to talk to your consumers, your shoppers, and say, we've done everything we can to put your security first. Now let's talk shopping.
Well, you bring up a good point in this trust, and something I'm going to mention just to our listeners, because I have some experience with this and because I have, I get the emails going, here's some problems that you're having, and in fact, at one point, now we switched hosting providers, some server issues that they wouldn't resolve on our behalf actually caused us to go to such a point that to have such errors that they went into the high category, and I mean it was a weakness on the server, and the host wouldn't help us out with that. So just to sort of go into the functional sides of things, because nobody wants to make a lot more work for themselves. I mean, who does, right? I mean, they, you know, we're all busy enough as it is. In the installation of this thing, just to touch on it, and I'm sure everybody listening probably has, if you've installed Google Analytics, it's a little bit easier than that. So especially if you have includes, this is just a snippet of code. It's quite simple. Something that I appreciated was when our site hit that point where it was no longer a secured site, we didn't get this big, this site isn't secured. I mean, we didn't get hit with a, you know, don't trust this site. The badge simply disappears. So I only mention that because I personally, I honestly hadn't thought of it before because our site was just secure as far as I was concerned, dropped it on there. Hey, fantastic. And in fact, a confirmation that our host was as secure as we thought they were. Later, they weren't. Had I thought of it, I would have gone, ooh, okay, what's going to happen, you know, here? And, you know, it's all of a sudden I'm going to look bad. I don't want to pay a little money and end up looking worse. You don't.
We are not in the business of making people's lives hard.
I know he's just waiting with a question. I do have one, but I don't mind waiting on this. I just wanted to get that point in just to explain some of the functional part to our listeners. But, Jim, I know you're chomping at the bit to ask a question here.
Well, I think the webmasters out there should know what they're up against. We hear about malware. We hear about consumer fears around malware. Shane, what is this malware capable of doing, and what responsibilities do webmasters have to their potential clients?
So the malware can get really, really quite nasty, and one of my favorite exploits is a little piece of code that if they get onto your server, they can put a 1 pixel by 1 pixel iframe up on your website. To your knowledge, your website looks the same, functions the same. They haven't compromised any of your core functionality, so you don't notice any performance drag. But what does this 1 by 1 pixel iframe do?
What's it there for?
When an unprotected browser or a poorly protected browser, let's IE6, let's say, or an IE7 that's not properly patched, when it hits that iframe, That iframe can tell the browser to load a piece of code, again, in the background so that the consumer doesn't even know. And that piece of code now has lodged itself onto your shopper's machine, and I use the Trojan horse metaphor. It now has installed itself in the root of the machine, and it can be deliver any kind of payload it wants, a keystroke logger, a password sniffer. It can get real, real far down into the guts of the machine and turn it into what we call a zombie or a bot, which is then a machine that a bot master will use to send out spam. You talk about what responsibility folks have, and it's a great question. And I would answer this in two ways. There's an ethical responsibility. You want to have your infrastructure be safe, and you don't want to be infecting your shoppers. And there's a business responsibility, which is that we're all trying to promote e-commerce on the web. And the bad guys are doing everything they can to compromise it. So we have a community responsibility. You know, this is kind of like what they call herd immunity, right? If we can all protect each other, then it's a safer, leveler playing field for all of us to make good business.
Well, you mentioned that one of the things that the malware manufacturers and makers are doing are, working to move or to take over computers as part of a zombie network. I read a study last year that said about 80% of private and business computers in the United States were already part of a zombie network. How would you know if your computer is or is not infected?
It's actually one of the tougher problems in computer security science. You've got to have an up-to-date security suite, frankly, that can look down at real low in the stack of the computer to see if you've been rooted, as they say. It's tough. As an end consumer, as just a guy using your computer or a gal using your computer, it's very hard to know. Sometimes we like to say, is your computer operating a lot slower than usual? But, we've all experienced periods when our computer just seems to fritz out and moves really sluggishly. That doesn't mean that you're necessarily a zombie. So tough question. I'm not sure if I've got an easy answer for you. Just make sure you've got an up-to-date computer security suite from a reputable company, McAfee, of course, being one of those.
Now, so I'm going to jump in. I want to make sure, because, of course, this happens every time we're doing a show, and I thought, hey, we can cover everything that I want to cover in the time that you've joined us today. And here I find the hour fast closing in on us. And there's a question that I don't think we've covered that is of paramount importance when it comes to conversions. And I want to make sure we get it in because I've seen clients do this wrong. Is placement of trust. I mean, you've gone to this expense and effort of getting trust logos. I've seen clients feel that it's good enough to just put it down in the footer with those footer links. I know you guys have done some statistics on placement and where they get placed. I know when we put them top left nav, much better effect than in other positions on the page. What are your feelings on placement? And how does it impact the effectiveness of trust marks?
If Oprah Winfrey says this is the book she wants everybody to read, and you're that publisher, do you put that on the bottom of the page or the top of the page? You put it right on the top of the page. To your point exactly, if you spent the money to develop a set of testimonials or to buy into a trust mark regime, a trust mark testing system like McAfee Secure, brag about it. If you're going to go through all that trouble to make your customer security paramount, you should be bragging about it. Why not? And putting it in your footer isn't bragging about it. It's not self-serving. We're in the midst of doing a study actually that's looking at those conversion rates and how they differ upper right, upper left, lower right, footer, header, and so on. So invite me back on the show when we're finished with that, and I'll share that information with your listeners. Our instinct, though, and everything we know about how people interact with web pages says your testimonials, your trust marks need to be front and center. and that they should be throughout the process. Don't let your customers for a minute question whether they've strayed too far from the secure part of the site.
Well, you bring up you mentioned the cost associated with doing these things and the importance of putting it front and center when you spent on it. Let's talk about that for just a minute, then, shall we, since we're closing in here. I want to make sure we get that in. What sort of cost are we looking at?
So it varies by traffic and page views. And rather than me quoting costs, I want to say that we can come up with a solution that works for the size of your business. We've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 80,000 websites using McAfee Secure. We would love at the end of this call to have 80,010 to talk about conversion rates, or 80,100 or 81,000. And trust me when I tell you, we can come up with a package that works for the kind of business you're in and the size of your business.
Well, specifically to speak with, to speak about Trustmarks and getting a Trustmark on their website, how do webmasters engage with McAfee?
They can actually reach out to us at McAfeeSecure.com, and we're happy to talk to folks however they want. We've got live chat, email, telephone. We're happy to walk folks through the questions they've got about how this works. So we'll talk to you the way you want to be spoken to. We're here to make your life easier, not harder or more complicated.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for spending time with us on Webcology. I'm afraid we're out of time now. Friends, that was Shane Keith, McAfee's Senior Manager of Marketing and Business Intelligence. Again, we've been talking about Trustmarks here on Webtology and Webmaster Radio. And Dave, I'm afraid we've run out of time for another week.
Happens every time.
Yeah, we have just enough time to remind people, if you're one of those, late bloomers, wallflowers, haven't gotten around to it yet, AFCON 2010 Miami, happening next week at the Fairmont, Miami, Miami Beach, Florida, where it's getting cold in the northern world. It's still hot and sunny in the southern world, and there's still time to register. Go to AFCON2010.com. Check out the speakers lineup. I think it's the last major conference of the year, and unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go, but Ross Dunn and John Caricut, hosts of SEO 101, they're going to be live from AFCON 2010. Dave, I guess you're not making Florida this year either, right?
I won't be. I would probably be able to pull it off if it was in LA again. That's a hint for next year. The attendees are going to just have to enjoy, Miami instead.
Okay. There's the old iron hook. We're getting pulled off the air. Friends, you can listen to us here on WebmasterRadio.fm. It's Thursday, December 2nd. Stay tuned. There's more great programming coming up on WebmasterRadio.fm.